In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of his grace.
By the leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll be preaching this morning, and I've prepared a message for this service, and I titled it, "Don't Write With, I'm Just Telling You What Happened." You know, I titled it, "Grace Defined." The Grace Defined. And I prepared a message for the second service, and I titled it, "The Demands of Grace." But the Holy Spirit steered my spirit man last night, and asked that I preach a different message and lead you to pray this service. And so I'm going to lead you to pray, and I hope you don't mind that this church is a praying church, and we're going to pray. And so I will be sharing with us, before I lead you to pray, on the prophetic grace. Somebody say prophetic grace. And that's what I intend to do by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And get ready to pray. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, again and again and again, we have been told that everything we have or become in life is a gift that we get by grace. Whatever you are, whatever you become is a gift. And you get that gift by grace. We must, however, understand that grace is not what you get and do nothing. It's not what God gives you so that you can do nothing. Grace is what God gives you so that you can do the necessary thing to get to where you are going. For example, if you are trusting God for wealth, God doesn't throw dollars or pounds or money to anybody. He gives you grace. And that's why Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, "You shall remember," or "you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power," in other words, that giveth thee grace to get wealth. So these are the things that God gives. He doesn't just drop baby on you. No. And that's why you can't see any virgin get pregnant again. You can't say, "I got pregnant." A lady said she got pregnant and she had never known any man. Well, the other time we were told, the medical team told us of some girls, some of them teenagers. How many of them? 16 girls who got pregnant because they were in the swimming pool and one boy called him one name, ejaculated into the swimming pool. And the spermatozoa traveled, the sperm traveled, and found their ways to these girls who were swimming. And 16 of them got pregnant. Strange. Those are the things we see. I've seen a lady in this church some time ago that came from eastern part of this country. She was weeping. She was in a relationship with a brother and had kept herself undefiled. And the brother was healed. And so she went to pay him a visit in his house. Of course, the family was there. And the family wanted to go for tea. The brother would not be going. The lady said, "Okay, I want to go now." The family had left. The brother said, "No, you can't go. I want to sleep with you." And she said, "But we agreed to marry. We don't have to do it." He said, "No, I want to do it." The brother was sick. Energy came. He grabbed this lady and they began to struggle. Was tearing her dress, pulling her, and wanted to rape her. And the girl was saying, no. He was lying on her, trying to force himself in. And then he ejaculated on her. And the lady lay there crying. She was weeping. 1 month after, she missed her period. And then the brother said, I have been suspecting that you have been sleeping with people." He rejected her, rejected pregnancy. She got pregnant. And that was why she relocated down south. And she told my wife, she told me also, take me to any hospital. Check, do virginity test and see a virgin. But something happened. A seed traveled, found entrance. And that happened. What am I saying? God does not give pregnancy. He gives you strength to conceive. That was what he did for Sarah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive. That strength is grace to conceive. Was that not what God gave to Ruth? In Ruth chapter number 4, verse 13. And Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. She became his wife. And he went into her, and God gave her conception. He gave her grace to conceive. Are you following me? Now there is a prophetic grace that is released upon you that I am led to release on you to make things happen in your life. Your things will happen. I thought your amen would be louder. I believe you are ready for this prophetic grace. Seven things I want to mention and seven prayer points we'll pray within the limit of my time. Prophetic grace is the grace, number one, that terminates failure and death. What does he do? Genesis chapter 49, verses 3 and 4. It terminates failure and death. Genesis 49, 3 and 4. Reuben, that was a curse going on upon Reuben. You are my firstborn. My might, the beginning of my strength and the excellency of dignity, the excellency of power. Verse 4, he said, you are unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Thou then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Reuben, because of irresponsibility brought failure and death upon himself. He couldn't contain, he couldn't control his appetite. And listen to me, I will let you, that's not my message. That grace is what God gives you that helps you to say no. Manifestation of grace, he helps you to say no. Power to say no. But Reuben couldn't say no. Unlike Joseph, Reuben couldn't say no. In fact, he was the one that went after his father's wife. And so a curse came upon him. Sometimes you behave in a very, very unusual manner, unusual way. Sometimes it is failure you experience in your life, no matter how hard you try. Failure. Sometimes it is mediocrity. No matter how hard you teach others, they succeed. You, the teacher, you fail. But there is a prophetic grace. This curse was on Reuben. Reuben was the firstborn. He was supposed to get the blessings of the covenant that flows from the father. But it was reversed. The father said, you shall not excel. Can I pray for someone who said, will be loud? You will excel. You will succeed. And so he carried that curse. And all his children. Now, do you know that when prophetic grace was coming upon Reuben, Reuben had long gone that time. When in Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses, the man of God, was pronouncing blessings. He came to Reuben in verse number 6. He said, let Reuben live and not die. And let his men not be killed. Was Reuben alive that time? No, Reuben was long dead. But the Reubenite, see, carried the curse. Whatever your father, your mother did, the negative effect of which you are carrying, we remove it from your destiny today. It is prophetic grace, and they are not saying amen very well yet. We remove that curse from your destiny today. So he said, let through belief, and so the prophetic grace terminates failure, it terminates death. And I have a mandate to lead you to pray to terminate failure and the root cause of failure in your life, and to terminate death, the root cause of death in your life. Secondly, prophetic grace terminates struggles. You won't struggle. And that's why I don't know what God has in mind this morning, but He wants to accomplish His purpose. His purpose will be accomplished. Genesis chapter 30, verse 7 and verse 8. Genesis 37. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali, which means wrestling. Wrestling. You become what you are called. And you become what you call yourself. What you call yourself more than what they call you. They named him Naphtali, which means struggle. Wrestling. To get anything, this guy must fight. He must wrestle. He must wrestle. He must wrestle. It will be wrestling for him to pass WAEC. Wrestling to pass JAMB. Wrestling to graduate. Wrestle, 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 and graduate with a P. Wrestle to get a job. Because, excuse sir, when they ask you, what is your name? You answer, Naphtali, meaning wrestling. The one they call you did not matter, but the one that you call yourself matters. Okay, if I ask you now, what is your name? Is it not the name that you, your name you will mention? Is that not the name they gave you? What's the meaning of your name? What's the meaning of, you know the meaning? My wife's name, one of her names is Akorede. But because of Ede, she rejected the name. I don't know, I can have Ede. They will be calling me Ede, Ede, Ede. Because as a young girl, she said, I don't want Ede. I don't want that name. But as she matured and began to see the meaning of that name, she loved that name now. She, because it's her name. So, Akoride. Meanwhile, all our certificates are listening because Akoride. But if you ask her, what's her name? She will answer, my name is Akite Olanike Adumeju. I will start calling her Akoride now. You know what you call yourself? Whatever name they call you, if it is not good, change it. What did I say? Change it. Call yourself. You don't have to go to registry to swear to an affidavit to God. Just call yourself a different name. Call yourself someone. Help me shout it. I'm blessed. Maybe they call you barren. Call yourself fruitful. Shout it. I'm fruitful. Say it. I'm a joyful mother of children. I'm a joyful father of children. Say it louder. Come on now. Struggles. In chapter 33 of Deuteronomy, verse 23, thank God for this prophet of God. Deuteronomy 33, 23, the man of God changed the narrative in the life of Naphtali. Now he said, and of Naphtali, he said, oh Naphtali, instead of wrestling, instead of struggles, you will be satisfied with favor. Is there anybody whose life, whose experiences appears to be a Naphtali? You have been struggling. But on this exalted altar, this morning, I stand and I declare that favor replaces labor in your life and in the name of Jesus. That you will be satisfied with favor. That you will be satisfied with favor. That you will be satisfied with favor. That your children will be satisfied with favor. Can I hear your louder amen? You will be full of the blessings with the blessings of the Lord. You will be full with the blessings of the Lord. Instead of wrestling, it is blessings. Instead of labor, it is favor. How about somebody say that? Instead of wrestling, it is what? Blessing. Instead of wrestling, it is blessings. Instead of labor, It is favor. Say it again now. It is blessings. Instead of labor. Say it one more time. If you believe that, shout a very loud amen. No. Not that. By the prophetic grace I carry, I change that narrative. It's no longer wrestling. You won't wrestle. Haven't you seen some people who don't wrestle, who don't struggle to get things? A prophetic grace is speaking for them. And you need more grace. God will give you more grace. Number three, prophetic grace terminates sorrow and pain. It terminates sorrow and pain. And that is why everybody, you are a prophet and you are number one, your own number one prophet. Who is your number one prophet? You are. You, yourself. You are your number one prophet. And so you must say right things to yourself. Genesis chapter 35. Verse 16 to verse 18. Genesis 35, 16 to 18. And they journeyed from Bethel, the house of God. And there was a little way to come to Ephrath, the house, place of bread. And Rachel traveled. And she had hard labor. Everybody stretch your hand towards this direction. You will stretch it and believe it. You won't have hard labor. Your labor will not be hard. Put your hands down. Yeah, we ask you to stretch. It is prisoners, when they sentence a man to prison, the judge proclaims, you are hereby sentenced to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor. Hard labor. Rachel, hard labor that not only those who are giving birth that have go through hard labor. Some people work very hard. What needs to be introduced into your life is grace. And that's what we're doing this morning. Prophetic grace. She had that labor. Back to verse 16. I'm still there. Am I done there? Okay, thank you. Verse 17. And she had that labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor. Struggle. What is the point for a man to labor? And when result is going to not come, he now dies. Hard labor! And he came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife now said unto her, don't be afraid, you are having a miracle. Verse 18. And it came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died at the junction of miracle, at the junction of blessing. Only blessing am I, but open. And she called his name Ben Oni. But his father said, no, sir. Not so. Somebody say, not so. Not so. He shall be Benjamin. When the mother called him Benoni, the meaning is son of sorrow. Ben is son. Oni. Son of sorrow and pain. But the father quickly said, no, sir. Somebody shouted, not so. It's Benjamin, son of my right hand. The right hand of God is the right hand of power, the right hand of glory, the right hand of honor. Somebody has the right hand. James and John went to Jesus with their mother. Grant that my children, one, the first one will sit at the right, the second one at the left. She said, okay, Otolon, the only next to you, Otoni. Son of my right hand! So it was a prophetic word. Benoni would have carried sorrow all his life. Sorrow would have been associated with him and pain. But the father said, not so. It's Benjamin, son of my right hand. Prophetic grace. Number four, it terminates barrenness. prophetic gifts. These are the things that are happening in these services, man, and I congratulate you for coming. It terminates barrenness. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. 1 Samuel chapter 1, from verse 15 to 17. And Anna prayed and said, "No, my Lord." Somebody to barrenness shout, "No, my Lord." To any evil or negative name they are calling you, shout, "No, my Lord." I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not that handmaid to be one of the daughters of Belial, or a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and greed, I have spoken it that too. And verse 17, and then the prophet said, "Go in peace." You are leaving this service in peace. "And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast of him." You are leaving this place with your petitions granted, with your desires granted. Your long-term expectation will be granted. Your long-term expectation will be granted. What you have trusted God for a long time that has not shown up, will show up by this prophetic grace. And she went in peace, and a miracle happened. 2 Kings chapter 4, fairly long, verse 8 to verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 8 to verse number 17. I just jumped some. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. That woman was very sensitive. She had the need, but she constrained the prophet who was passing by to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. That prophet, that woman invited him once. Now each time he now passes, he will just turn there. Esha, no man. God bless you for yesterday. And the woman will give him food again, and he will be refreshed, and he will go on his journey. And then the woman was not satisfied. May you be sensitive to be a blessing to those who will bless you. She said to her husband, she carried the thing further, because she wanted more grace. She said to her husband, "I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth my house continually. Let us make him a little chamber. I pray thee on the wall, let's create a room for him, a self-contained. And let us set for him there a bed." Aye. A bed, a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. I think I will talk about this verse another time. I want to talk to you about the importance of a bed. Everybody needs a bed. You need to rest. You need a bed. You need a table. You need to eat well. You need a stool. You need to study. You need to be studious. You need a candlestick, a lamp, illumination. He said, "Let's put those things there." And he fell on one day, Elisha was coming again, and he turned in there to the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, a servant, "Call this Shunammite woman." And when he called her, "What do you want?" He said, "I dwell in the midst of my own people." Gehazi now said, he was the one that Elijah sent on to that ran after to Logbowo. Oh, like that prophet offering, like he walk on woolly. The prophet, it's not every offering you collect. But he went, he collected it, he got leprosy. But she worry you was son. Your God is a God of many chances. Am I talking to someone here? Somebody, she has no child. She has no child. And then he said, "Call her." And she stood at the door. Everyone trusting God for the root of the womb. Can you please stand up? Can you please stand up? And everybody, church, can we shout a loud amen for this once? And I am saying, as he said, about this season,
according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace your child. Iiga lotasa. Sheiga galeta kake rota liga yada. Baate sade. Imalutia gagalaga. Ega guru tasa. Ega galope ketelebo. Baba biasata. About this time. About this season. According to the time of life, you will carry your baby. In the name of Jesus. Keep standing. This woman said, and she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. That's not what you are going to say. What will you say? I believe. I receive. Shout it, everybody. I'm just standing. I believe. I said, shout it. I believe. And I receive. And so shall it be. Say it again. I believe. I receive. So shall it be. For the third time loudly. I believe. I receive. And so shall it be. This is what will happen to you. And the woman conceived and bear a son that season that Elisha has said unto her according to the time of life. Standing on this exalted altar in the name that is above all names, I declare that every woman standing, every man standing for a woman, you will conceive. And you will bear a son. You will bear your daughter. You will bear your twins. You will bear your triplets in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your louder amen? Number five, I said we are going to seven. Number five, prophetic grace removes stagnation and obstacles. Ezra chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. Verse 1 and 2. Or verses 1 and 2. Ezra chapter 5. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the Lord God of Israel unto them. Verse 2. Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak and began to build. And they began to build the house of God which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. You may not get the meaning of this until you read chapter 4 of Ezra. Chapter 4 verse 23 and verse 24. Ezra 4 23 and 24. Now, when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their companions, look at the next sentence. They went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and by power. The work of the building ceased because the enemies got the king to write a letter, an edict to stop the work. And the work stopped for many years. And then, after the work had stopped, the man of God, a prophetic grace came. Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, they now stood up and began to prophesy and prophesy to the Jews. And what had stopped started what resumed. What stopped resumed. What was not working again began to work. And they moved on. Just as in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, God said to Moses, and I'm saying to you, why are you crying to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. In this season, you are going forward. No matter how hard or bad the economy of this land may be, in this season, you are going forward. When it is bad, that is the time for the children of God to try it. You will try it. I said you will try it. Number six, it terminates fruitlessness and fruitless labor. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and 6. Fruitless labor. Loruko Jesu ni sasedanu. It terminates it. Fruitlessness and fruitless labor. How can someone be working and he's got nothing to show? He's got nothing to show. You rise up early, you go to shop every day, nothing to show. You go to the office every day, nothing to show. Fruitless labor. This grace is terminating it. In Luke chapter 4, 5, verse 4 and verse number 6. Now when he had left speaking, that's Jesus, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have been naphtali all this while. All night we have toiled. It doesn't make sense to cast nets at this hour of the day. The best time to catch fish is the time we have tried and it didn't work. Anyway, because you said it, you are a man of God. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let it down. And then the Bible says, when he had this done, they enclosed great multitude of fishes and their net break. Someone after this encounter, you are contacting the result that you cannot finish by yourself. I don't know who you are here. Umbowa. You will have it. You will earn it. You will have it. You will earn it. I'm going to pray for financial favor for you. Financial favor. I live by financial favor. Financial favor and grace. And why can't we be by one that will mark of me low? Someone looked at me and said, oh, for your vacation, I want to give you $1,000. I said, one, because more is coming. For you, more is coming. I said, more is coming. That one is a very small one. For somebody I'm looking at, you are handing in dollars. 1,000. You didn't say amen because it's more. Say 1,000. I'm not satisfied. 1,000. Show me pay. We go to bag. We to bag. $1,000. Sell us apple. Go to the 600,000. We are in good difficulty. So shame that that up 1,000. Because you are satisfied with 1,000, take 10,000. Take 50,000. I'm blessing you in dollars. Take 100,000. If you have the capacity, take 1 million. Remain one. 1 million. Okay, take 10 million. Take 50 million. And when it comes, I'm your prophet too. Don't now say that they are not too in that church. I want to go to another church. I will collect my money. What did you hear what I just said? I will collect my money. A great man of God, I saw this. You know, don't mind me when I joke. I'm serious and I joke. A great man of God was angry with one of his pastors. And they were, I watch it. What's wrong with you? Is it because I gave you anointing? I take my anointing back. And I said, take my money back. The guy. And he fell. Another pastor said, I'll take it back. The anointer. Let's go pray. Number 7. And I have discussed it. Prophetic grace prospers. You will prosper. Ezra chapter 6 verse 14. Prophetic grace. Prophetic grace prospers. It prospers. You know it has been terminating and eliminating. Terminating and eliminating. Removing. Now it prospers. Ezra chapter 6. Verse number 14. And the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered. Somebody, you will prosper. Amen. How did they prosper? Through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they builded and they finished it. Stand to your feet. How many prayers are you praying? If you pray this prayer very well, there are prophecies on your destiny. This service, okay, have 15 minutes. Prayer number 1. You will cry very loud. We may not be able to pray all, but you have them all. Say, Father! If you are Reuben, if a Reuben is under the sound of my voice, that Reuben will cry out loud. Father, let every sentence of failure and death over my life and destiny be terminated today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, let every sentence of failure and death over my life and my destiny be terminated today in the name of Jesus. My Father, every sentence of death, every sentence of failure over my life, over my destiny, let it be terminated today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shabia Gadaya. Oh, are you praying? Isalia Gadaya la Baba. Oh, Shataya. Labarutasa. That curse is broken. That curse is revoked. That curse is revoked. That curse is revoked. Shabia Gada. Ebra no Sataya la Gadada. Lenelebo Sataya la. Eleborodo Sikaya la. Andre Yelebo Sata. Ebro Yelebo Sata. Ebro Yelebo Sata. Andre Yelebo Sata. Let every curse of failure and death over my life and destiny be terminated, be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I want you to please pray it very well. Because nothing just happened. Nothing just happens. Whatever is happened is made. Whatever happens is made to happen. Whatever is happening is made to happen. Your prayer number two. Father, let struggles and toiling end in my life and destiny. This prayer is in three parts. Part one. Father, let struggles and toiling end in my life and destiny. Part two. Satisfy me with your favor and let me be full of your blessings in the name of Jesus. There are three key prayers in that one prayer. Are you ready now? Father, let struggles and toiling end in my life and destiny. Satisfy me with your favor and let me be full of your blessings in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, let toiling, let struggles end in my life and destiny. Satisfy me. Woloba yala bababa. Woloba yaga yala baba. Satisfy me with your favor and let me be full with your blessing. Fill me with your blessing. Let me be full of your blessings in the name of Jesus. Shenegeri de borodo yolobosada. Ika yala baba baba baba. Hebro yolobosata. Sade legere gededede. Hebe dededede. Pralaga da yala baba baba baba. Fabro yolobo. Let struggles and toiling end in my life and destiny. Satisfy me with your favor and let me be full of your blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Can I hear a triumphant amen? Prayer number three. Please pray very well. This prayer is pregnant, it's loaded. It spreads its tentacles to many places. The prayer is simple. I refuse to be a sorrow or pain to my family. Many branches. If a man's life is wasted, I get sorrow. Are you following me? If a man is misbehaving, it will be a pain and a sorrow to his family.
is smoking there. We're coming today, driving today. And I was coming to church this morning. Okwe, brother Okwe was within the car with me. And he saw a young girl. I was driving. So she said, oh my God, look at this young girl. I said, what happened to her? He said, madness. Wearing new clothes. But you could see the initial sign of madness. And she was holding a stick. Of, he wasn't sure whether it was Indian or cigarette. In the morning. So maybe that madness is induced by drug. Is he not a sorrow? Is she not a sorrow to her father? Don't forget. If when you are supposed to be giving, you are asking from your parents, is that not a sorrow? We have so many women, I don't know, in popular area. In the battle, who their only prayer request is for a son. A 30-something year old boy. A 40-something year old boy. Who is a sorrow? I want you to pray. Will you pray? I refuse to be a sorrow or pain to my family. In the name of Jesus. Wait. Parents, please let us pray. None of my children will be a pain or sorrow to me. So it's a two prayer in one. Are you ready? I refuse to be a sorrow or pain to my family. In the name of Jesus. Parents, none of my children will be a pain or sorrow to me. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. You better take this prophetic grace. I refuse to be a pain. I refuse to be a sorrow to my family. In the name of Jesus, none of my children will be a sorrow or a pain to me. In the name of Jesus. Agelobo yalagada. Sheta la baraba yalagada. Ebra la sata yalagada. Ebrala gada yala gada da. Pranesa atayala. E garota sataya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Oh my God. Just declare this. Just declare it. I reject barrenness of every time. I shall not be barren. In the name of Jesus. Declare that. Just declare it. I reject barrenness of every time. I shall not be barren. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's pray at number 5. I want you to speak to your destiny. I will allow you to pray this one. You're going to shout. My destiny. You will see your destiny as you are praying. See yourself. My destiny, you will not be stagnant. Obstacles are removed from your path. Go forward. In the name of Jesus. I want you to speak to your destiny. Are you ready? Cry aloud. My destiny. You will not be stagnant. Obstacles are removed from your path. Go forward in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Saleboro yolobora baya la 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 la. Saleboro bo satanya la 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 la. My destiny, you will not be stagnant. Obstacles are removed from your path. Go forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Number 6, I will not be fruitless. My efforts will not be wasted. My labor shall not be vain. In the name of Jesus. Say it, I will not be fruitless. My efforts will not be wasted. My labor shall not be vain. In the name of Jesus. Declare that in a sentence. I will not be fruitless.
My efforts will not be wasted. My labor shall not be in vain. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Open your hands and pray number 7. Before I pray for you, you are going to cry aloud. All my endeavors shall succeed and prosper. In the name of Jesus. Declare that now. All my endeavors, all that I do, shall succeed and prosper. In the name of Jesus. All my endeavors shall succeed and prosper. All that I do shall succeed and prosper. In the name of Jesus. All my endeavors shall succeed and prosper. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Stretch your hands towards this direction. It is prophetic grace. And I am standing in my office as a prophet to release this grace upon you and upon your destiny. And I want your amen to be very loud. On this altar I stand. And I declare that every sentence of failure and death over your life and destiny is terminated today. Over your life, over your destiny, failure is terminated. Sentence of death is revoked. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who is having a Naphtali experience, you are struggling to get things done. Wrestling to achieve things. I stand on this exalted altar and I decree an end to wrestling in your life. I decree an end to struggles in your destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the place of wrestling, you will have blessings. In the place of labor, you will have favor. You will have favor. Favor replaces labor in your life from today. Blessings replacing blessings. Replace wrestling in your life from today. In the name of Jesus. You will be satisfied with favor. You'll be full of the blessings of the Lord. In the precious name of Jesus. And I pray for you. You will not be a sorrow or pain to your family. Your children will not be sorrow or pain to you. In the name of Jesus. Everyone named Ichabod. Iwata asope ogotita that the glory is departed. On this altar I declare, I decree a restoration of that glory now. You that has been named Ben Oni, son of sorrow. On this altar I stand. You are not Ben Oni, you are Benjamin. You are the son of God's right hand. You are the son of God's right hand. You are going to succeed. You will excel. You will prosper. You will make it. You will not be barren. You will not be barren. You will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing service at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.